On today's show, a look at which companies have the most loyal customers. Chevy takes the wraps off the production version of the Bolt EV, and Volvo comes out with the first car that's standard with semi-autonomous technology. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for January 7 of 2016. Vehicle lighting has become crucial to the design of a car. It can be just as recognizable as an automaker's grille, which is why OEMs are turning to companies like Varroc Lighting Systems, who we told you about last month. Like this headlight assembly that looks like it's shining down a light from the heavens. While not instantly recognizable, that's because it's off the newly introduced Tesla Model X. But it's clear that Tesla wanted to be noticed no matter what time of day it is. And I don't think it'll be too long before people recognize it too. Or how about the taillights for the Dodge Challenger? Yeah, Varroc did those too. It was able to create the unique look by using a molded white reflector behind the LEDs rather than using a metallized coating to reflect the light. Whether it be the Challenger, Charger, or Durango, you certainly know it's a Dodge just by the taillights, and that's the kind of recognition automakers want. Coming up in future shows, we'll highlight more of what Varroc is up to. Last year, Chevy announced it's bringing the hatchback version of the Cruze to the U.S., and now the company is showing off the model ahead of its debut at the Detroit Auto Show next week. The model is already currently sold in Europe and China. The only real difference between the hatch and the sedan is the styling. It's built on the same architecture and is available with the same features. The Cruze hatch goes on sale this fall in the U.S. And in other Chevy news, it took the wraps off the production version of the Bolt EV. It boasts an impressive range of 200 miles, but perhaps most interesting is that the vehicle was developed with car sharing in mind. Because of that, it features 5 methods for connectivity. It was designed to easily get in and out of, and it features plenty of interior space. If you want to learn more about the new Bolt, check out our interview with Pamela Fletcher, the chief engineer for electrified vehicles at GM. You can watch that and our other interviews from CES on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. Still to come, find out which car company has the most loyal owners.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Subaru is one of the hottest brands in the U.S. The company just set an all-time sales record in 2015. So it's not surprising to see that the company led all other manufacturers in vehicle loyalty rates. According to a new survey from Experian Automotive, close to 68% of all Subaru owners bought another one. That just edged out Ford, Toyota, and GM. Those four were separated by just half of a percentage point. FCA rounds out the top five, with 65% of customers remaining loyal. Subaru also led all other automakers when you look at individual brands. Ford was once again second on the list, followed by Mercedes-Benz. Toyota and Kia round out the top five loyalty rates by brand. And in other Subaru news, it just partnered with Liberty Mutual Insurance to offer an app that features real-time driving feedback and tips that could help customers save money on auto insurance. The RightTrack app is available through Subaru's Starlink telematics service and monitors driving habits to provide customers with reports based on their driving behavior. If you're deemed a safe driver, it could lead to insurance premium savings. And coming up next, Volvo takes another step closer to a fully autonomous future.
True love will find you in the end.
Hi, Dad.
When you're committed to the job,
don't give up and
your tires can't be weak in the knees.
True love will find
let them go.
In the end.
Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Volvo is one of the pioneers when it comes to autonomous technology. Last year, the all-new XC90 came equipped with its Pilot Assist feature, which allows the SUV to drive itself at speeds up to 30 miles per hour in certain conditions. And now the company is getting set to come out with the next generation of the technology and the new S90. It will allow the vehicle to accelerate, decelerate, and steer itself at speeds up to 80 miles per hour. It's a pretty big jump. It's the first car in the U.S. that makes semi-autonomous technology standard. The all-new S90 makes its official debut at next week's Detroit Auto Show and goes on sale later in the year. And speaking of Volvo, make sure you watch Autoline After Hours today. Joining John and Gary is Tisha Johnson, the head of interior design at Volvo North America. So for an inside look at the company's interior styling, make sure you tune in to our website, autoline.tv, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time today. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.